afternoon, and welcome to our final news flash of the day. I'm Tyler Hopkinson. A substantial winter storm is currently hitting southern Ontario. The storm, which started earlier this morning rather than at noon, affects the southern region of Ontario. Environment Canada forecasted up to 25 to 30 centimeters of snow are going to happen, and that the storm may continue well into tomorrow. Citizens are encouraged to drive safely and bundle up. Following a fire over the weekend in Sudbury, a 29-year-old man faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder. Local police say that the fire broke out in a shed and that 59-year-old Kenneth Edwards died in the fire, but no further details have been released. The arrest was made late Sunday night. A name for the suspect has not been released, and the suspect faces five charges that include first-degree murder, arson, and indignity to a dead body. The NHL have named their three stars of the week: San Jose Sharks center Joe Pavelski, and Anaheim Ducks goaltender Jonathan Bernier, and Ottawa Senators defenseman Erik Karlsson were all named as the three stars. Pavelski scored five goals over four games, as well as an assist, helping the Sharks obtain a 3-1-0 record last week. Bernier went 3-0-0 with a goals against average of 1.62, a .948 save percentage, and one shutout, which helped the Ducks hit second place in the Pacific Division behind the Sharks. Finally, Karlsson got 6 points after scoring a couple goals and providing four assists, helping the Senators extend their winning streak to six, which will be crucial during Ottawa's battle for first in the Atlantic Division against Montreal. Sources close to the Cleveland Cavaliers are saying that the team will sign free agent forward Larry Sanders. According to the source, who spoke on condition of anonymity due to the association to the Associated Press due to the lack of announcements by the Cavs related to roster moves, Sanders is in Cleveland and is undergoing his physical, is expected to be under contract later today. The Cavs have been on the lookout for another forward after center Andrew Bogut broke his left leg last week after 58 seconds of his debut. Sanders hasn't played since 2015. Now here's Jesse Cabral with a story on St. Patrick's Day.
This Friday, the 17th, is St. Patrick's Day, and when it may not be a holiday with its own day off, people still gather together and celebrate it. I sent out to our campus to figure out what our students are doing to celebrate their St. Patrick's Days.
So on Friday, I'm probably going to go to the bar, I'm going to get some nice little drinks, and then afterwards, I'm probably just going to go to my house and like chill with my family and stuff.
Well, we've got rehearsals until late in the evening Friday, but then I'm definitely having some St. Patty's Day beverages.
So I'll be at in Hamilton, my friend's house, just in front of McMaster. I'm probably gonna pre there for a bit, play some games, you know, and then head down to a club down on, it's called Aura, I think, and probably just continue the night there and then end up where we end up.
So there you have it. Being a student isn't easy. Given that reading week has just passed, some students have to decide between finishing their homework or celebrating the holiday. For The Den, I'm Jesse Cabral.
So Jesse, so what do you got planned for St. Patrick's Day for yourself?
You know what? I'm going to be at our St. Patrick's Day pub this Thursday, the actual night of St. Patrick's Day. I might just spend at home, you know, nursing a hangover or two. What about you, Tyler?
Well, I'm not going to be at the pub, the St. Patrick's Day pub at the school, but I do have a plan with some friends. We're going to might go bar hopping, you know, start drinking and, you know, going to have a good relaxing day, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's all the stories we have for you today. We'll see you guys next time.